Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is engineering today's show. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show as the countdown begins to a new year, today being Tuesday, the final Tuesday of 2014. It is December the 30th, 2014. Hope you are having a good week so far. Perhaps you're off and enjoying a little bit of time with the family and just kind of taking it easy. We are coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We have our podcasts available, and our complete show archive is available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Really, we have just about every show we have done since we launched the Buckmaster Show. Our four-year anniversary is January 3rd, so they're all there for you. During the noon hour today, we'll take a deep dive into the Arizona economy. Dr. George Hammond is with us. Dr. Hammond is the Director of Economic and Business Research Center at the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. He is also a research professor at the U of A, and joining Dr. Hammond will be Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner and host of our Tuesday Moneymaker Report here on the Buckmaster Show. At 12:30 today, we'll talk with the new chair of the Pima County Republican Party. His name is Bill Beard. We'll hear what Mr. Beard has to say and what his plans are for the GOP locally. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040 anytime during the hour. If you have a question or comment, you are welcome to air it right here. And of course, you'd like to join us on Facebook. We're easy to find. It's under my name, Bill Buckmaster. So let's welcome our guest, Dr. George Hammond. Dr. Hammond, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Good to see you. Good to see you. And Shelley Fishman, always good to see you.
Big smile, but not today.
Not today.
The mark 75 points today.
Oh, so I was hoping we'd kind of even it out so we'd it's been a good year.
Oh, it's been a great year. We're a little bit under 18,000 on the Dow.
Dr. Hammond, how would you characterize Arizona's economy? Well, let's start really with the Tucson economy for 2014.
Well, both Arizona and Tucson are growing. Last year, we added jobs, we added new residents, our income increased. But, you know, overall, that growth really doesn't feel satisfying to us here in Arizona because the growth rate is fairly slow. In terms of job growth for the state, was 2% last year, probably be about the same this year. For Tucson, it's actually been a bit slower, even below 1%. And, you know, those growth rates for both areas are way below our average growth during the 30 years before the Great Recession.
What is holding us back then?
I think there are a couple of headwinds that are really affecting both Tucson and Arizona. And one of those is the housing recovery. And that's really the kind of the missing link in this economic recovery so far. We've seen housing get a little bit more active. Housing permits are up a bit. House prices are up a bit. But, you know, it's not that kind of rebound that's really normal or really enough to drive the economy forward. So that's something that's really missing. And what's holding that back is just slow population and household growth. You know, there aren't enough people moving to Arizona or to Tucson to really drive that sector forward.
And the federal drag has not helped us.
That's right. The second major headwind is this federal fiscal drag. And, you know, that's showing up both in terms of direct federal government employment and in terms of reduced federal spending in the state, particularly procurement spending, which is down massively from 2012. And that reflects the impacts of the sequester. And, you know, what we see in terms of federal fiscal drag really matters a lot more for Tucson than it does for Phoenix or for the state. In 2012, federal government activity, both military and civilian, accounted for 7.7% of Tucson's output. And that's roughly triple the share in Phoenix, and it's double the national share. So that federal fiscal drag has been an issue. It's been an issue for the nation, for the state, but really particularly for Tucson.
Shelley.
Well, I'm concerned about several things, and exactly what you say, George, is the idea that we have gone from probably first or second in inward movement of people into the state from just before the Great Recession to now. You know, and I've seen different numbers. It's not clear to me where we stack up. I've seen some that put us at 48th or 49th. And then there was an article in the Star about a month ago that put us at 6th or 7th, but I think they were measuring things a little differently. So maybe you can kind of help us understand where we are in inward movement in terms of how we rank among the states.
Well, I can tell you in terms of overall population growth, we still rank relatively highly. And similarly, in terms of job growth, you know, that 2% job growth that we've seen over the past year or two is, you know, at or above the national average. And that actually ranks us fairly high in terms of the rest of the states in the nation. So, you know, when we compare ourselves to most other states and to the nation as a whole, you know, the growth that we're experiencing now is really pretty good. But it's way below the growth rate that we saw during those 30 years before the Great Recession.
Right.
So, you know, it's in terms of that mobility around the U.S., it's really down for most states.
And also, the unemployment rate here in the state is higher than the national average, and not a little bit, you know, significantly higher than the national average, which is now at 5.8, and we're at what, 7.2?
We're at 6.8.
6.8?
Yes. So a full percentage point above the national average. And that just reflects the fact that Arizona got hit so much harder than did the national economy. You know, from peak to trough during the Great Recession, Arizona jobs declined by 12%.
Right.
It's roughly double the national percentage decline. So the kind of the rule of thumb is that Arizona got hit twice as hard as the national economy. And we're making good progress in terms of replacing those jobs that we lost. At this point, we've replaced about two-thirds of the jobs lost during the Great Recession. You know, Phoenix has done better. They've replaced about three-quarters of the jobs lost. But, you know, Tucson has been growing slower, so we've only replaced about 45%.
What about participation rate? I mean, that's something that's been talked about a lot nationally. Where does Arizona and Tucson fit in terms of the percentage of the labor force that's actually in the force?
Sure. The labor force participation rate that normally gets tossed around in the press covers the population age 16 and older. And that is a participation rate that's facing increased downward pressure because of the retirement of the baby boom generation, right? So that's a rate that's either steady or continuing to fall, and it's going to continue to face downward pressure. If you look at a participation rate that's more geared towards the working age population, things look a little more stable,
right,
or actually starting to recover a little bit. So that'll be something to keep in mind there as we go through. The demographics of the U.S. economy are really changing with the aging of the baby boom generation. That's going to put a lot of pressure on the labor market. Eventually, that will translate into higher wage growth. But it means that, as we go through the next couple of years and economic growth does rebound, unemployment rates are going to come down. Participation rates for the working age population are going to rise. That will translate into faster wage and income growth. And I think that will also translate into, then in turn, into more residential mobility across the U.S. And that's where Arizona, I think, will start to pick up its share of those migrants. Tucson's population will grow a bit faster, and that's kind of the engine that will drive the housing recovery over the next couple of years.
It is a low-wage community, has been for decades. In fact, when you look at some of the poverty levels for Tucson, we usually rank in the top 10 per capita. We were 6th, I think, for a while. Now we're the 8th poorest of the major cities. Is that improving at all, getting more people into the labor force with higher paying jobs?
It's something that will improve as economic growth rebounds and we start to grow a little bit faster, as labor markets get a little bit tighter. That will help to drive up that wage growth, and that will translate into gradual improvement in those poverty rates.
Can you compare anywhere else when you compare cities around the country? What does Tucson look like? I know people say very sarcastically that we're like a Detroit, but I think I don't know how fair a comparison that would be, Dr. Hammond.
That's not fair at all.
No.
No, Tucson is, a fairly, at least its history is a fairly rapidly growing economy, rapid population growth, rapid job growth compared to most other communities, certainly faster than the national average. And I think we're eventually going to get back to that. But you know, it's important not to underestimate the magnitude of the economic shock that hit the state and local economies through 2006, roughly through 2009. I mean, that was a major, major hit. And as it turns out, we just don't bounce back from that as quickly as we had all hoped. That doesn't mean that recovery is not going to come. It is on the way. Our growth is going to improve, and that will start to drive our income levels back up.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the discussion. We're going to come back after the break. Shelley Fishman will stick around, our certified financial planner, and Dr. Hammond will be here for another segment, and we'll look ahead now to 2015 on this, the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. It's 12:15.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman is with us for our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and which is kind of a half hour today, talking with Dr. George Hammond, Director of the Economic and Business Research Center at the Eller College of Management at the U of A. He's also a research professor. Shelley, you want to begin the questioning? We promised we would look ahead to 2015.
Okay, and from an investment perspective, when we think about Arizona, when we think about any state that investors reside in, some amount of investment for tax reasons and just for reasons of familiarity, tends to look at the money markets, the bond markets in that state to see what's available, what's sound, what may not be sound. As Arizona recovers going into 2015 and continues its recovery, how do you see that affecting credit markets and the banking industry in general, and also investments here in Arizona?
Sure. Well, I can tell you where I see the state economy going over the next couple of years, and I think we're well positioned to continue to grow. But I think that growth is going to be fairly slow over the next couple of years. I think it's a kind of scenario where we're gaining momentum. So job growth last year was about 2%. I think we'll see job growth this year at 2%. I think 2015 is another year of about that 2% job growth. And again, that's about half our long run average growth rate. Now, once we get into 2016, 2017, I think that's where the U.S. economy is growing faster. We're starting to see more residential mobility. And then, you know, Arizona picks up additional migrants, our population growth picks up some steam, and that drives the housing recovery. And once we get, you know, that missing link of the housing recovery back on board, that sector is growing faster, then I think we've got a chance to grow faster than 2%. And we could get up to 3% or so by 2016, 2017.
Yeah. What worries me a little bit, because of the high percentage of retired people that we have here in who permanently reside in the state, and those who visit, the bond market makes up very often a preponderance of their portfolios. And when you have a situation like that, and the possibility that bonds could be affected by rising interest rates and by the Fed cutting back on its stimulus, you begin to get people worrying a little bit about their portfolios, their net worth, and therefore cutting back on spending.
Sure. I think there are all kinds of things to be concerned about in terms of what's going on with the bond market versus the stock market. You know, I think we're going to see fairly strong growth in the U.S., or at least accelerating growth over the next couple of years. The U.S. is likely to be one of the fastest, if not kind of the fastest.
Maybe it's the star of the world.
Yeah, right, the engine of the Absolutely. Global economy. That's going to continue. So that makes the U.S. A really good place to invest. You know, we're a stable, safe, relatively fast-growing economy going forward. Do you think the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates?
I think they're going to start sometime at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016. Clearly, they have to engineer what people refer to as a soft landing. They've been pretty good at it so far. What you always read in the press, of course, is the people on both sides of the issue, you know, talking about gloom and doom in some cases, and the others, there's nothing to worry about. Well, there's a little bit to worry about because it's got to be engineered. It's got to be engineered right. And if we get a confluence of bad things happening, interest rates going up, and maybe the economy slowing down at the same time, like we did in 1999, for instance, you could have some bad things happening that would, again, take this state, which tends to be more vulnerable because of federal spending and that kind of thing, and put us back kind of under, you know, behind the eight ball.
Yeah, sure. The one thing that I would put into that mix that's just emerged is this major decline in crude oil and gasoline prices.
Yes. Right.
You know, that frees up a significant amount of income for Arizonans to spend on other priorities. You know, not all of that goes directly into consumer spending. You know, it could be saved, it could be used to pay down debt. But, you know, in 2013, Arizona gas stations sold 2.6 billion gallons of gas. So if you imagine a 50-cent per gallon decline in gas prices that's sustained
over years, into people's pockets.
That's $1.3 billion for the state. For Tucson, you do that same kind of really simplistic calculation. You get an additional – well, you get $188 million.
Could be very stimulative to the certain sectors of the economy, such as consumer goods and that kind of thing. But when you take a look at the macro sense, it's essentially neutral because you're simply taking it from one pocket and putting it in the other.
Sure. All right, I have a couple of calls we'd like to work in the next 6 minutes or so. Let's begin with Charles on the Buckmaster Show live line. Charles, you're with Dr. Hammond. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Hammond, Shelley, and Bill. From one pocket to another is a good lead-in. Seeing as how Tucson, I have two questions. I'll make them brief. If Tucson has such low economic growth comparatively even to the rest of the state, and seeing as how there's the urban blight that was brought in downtown in the form of a thing that runs on the tracks, and detracting, it's sucking a lot of revenue and resources down there, is there any indication that that concentration of development has posed a negative aspect for the rest of the city in terms of, hey, they're going to go where the money is, and it kind of leaves areas high and dry in the rest of the city? I have a follow-up question. Go ahead.
That's not something that I've seen as yet. You know, it may take time for that kind of redistribution to become apparent, but it's not something that I've observed to date.
So downtown hasn't made much difference so far.
Downtown seems to be doing better.
Yes,
right. And I think the question centers around is it a zero sum game? In other words, is the growth downtown happening at the expense of the periphery?
Of other places.
No indication of that right now, but it's possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
Yes.
And Charles, the follow-up question quickly, please.
Follow-up question about gasoline. Will the commensurate drop in the amount of revenue that the state takes in from gasoline taxes cause the state to try and go after other and more revenue? And I'll listen to that answer on the air.
Thank you.
The thing you want to keep in mind is that gasoline taxes are based on cents per gallon. So if gasoline prices drop, that can actually cause people to drive more, which can have a mild positive impact on the tax revenue.
All right, back to the live line. Dan has a question about Davis Monthan Air Force Base. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you. Many of my customers are military retirees, and they almost to a man say that they're going to be leaving the area when they close down Davis Monthan Air Base. I was wondering what the experts think would happen in that case.
Well, I don't expect Davis-Monthan to close down anytime in the foreseeable future.
No, I think you could say it would be a disaster, to put it mildly. Yeah,
definitely.
I think we have to, as a community, come up with the contingency planning that it's not really contingency. There's an inevitability that the planes that are flown out of Davis-Monthan will at some point be mm-hmm. reduced or even eliminated from the arsenal. That's what the Air Force wants to do. Now, we need to figure out a way as a community, and again, in working with the federal government, with the Air Force, to understand how that base continues to be viable and continues to be productive for the Air Force. And I'd like to see our leaders down here in Southern Arizona be more actively working on that. And maybe it's happening mm-hmm. behind closed doors. All you hear about is the F-10.
The A-10. Yes.
What you should be hearing about is longer term planning for keeping Davis-Monthan active, viable, and in the hands of not just the Air Force not kind of for the reserve, but for the active Air Force.
Yeah, and I actually think we're seeing some of that develop, and I think the elected leaders are actually working pretty hard on that with local groups. So we'll see how all that pans out. But certainly, there's no question that Davis-Monthan and the defense cluster here is a major part of the local economy.
But long term, we need to reduce our dependence, or get it more in line with both the rest of the state, maybe the rest of the country, reduce our dependence on that kind of federal spending. We need manufacturing down here. We need logistics down here. We need to be growing the rest of the economy to a point not only where the specific dependence on that industry is reduced, but also that we build a critical mass of industry down here so that, you know, every time the economy, you know, goes over a bump, you know, we get thrown off the road. And that's the kind of planning that I would love to see.
Sure. Diversification is a key concern.
I want to wrap this up with a new tool for the community. It's called Making Action Possible Dashboard. Tell us a little bit about that, Dr. Hammond.
The Making Action Possible Dashboard originated from a kind of a unique partnership between the University of Arizona, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, and the Southern Arizona Leadership Council. And the dashboard is designed to help the community measure progress and inspire action. You can visit it at mapaz-dashboard.arizona.edu. And what you'll find there is a huge amount of economic data and analysis that will help you understand what's going on in the Southern Arizona economy and across a broad range of indicators. And you'll find comparative information there so that you can see how we're doing and how that stacks up to all Arizona counties, Western metropolitan areas, Western states, and the nation as a whole. So it's really a cool new tool.
Great tool. I wonder if you could get a link, hyperlink
possibly
on the website.
We'll check it out. But Shelley, I want to thank you, and Dr. Hammond, thank you very much. And Shelley, people can find, speaking of links,
on the BuckmasterShow.com. That's probably the best way to get a hold of you.
Thank you, Shelley Fishman, and thank you, Dr. George Hammond. Appreciate it, and want to wish both of you a really happy new year. Have a great year. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, you
all
too.
Right. We'll be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry! What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the last Tuesday of 2014. A big shout out to all of the sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, including Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Lots of folks have this week off, so may I suggest a road trip over to Silver City? It's only 3 hours over there, and you're really going to have a really completely different environment, mile-high elevation city. It's a fun place to kind of just visit all the historic sites around Silver City and then do some hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. You can find out about the great places to stay, like Georgetown Cabins and Gila Hot Springs Ranch, and the many things to do by visiting their great website, southwestnewmexico.org, spelled out. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Bill Beard. Mr. Beard is now the chair of the Pima County Republican Party. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me on today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you foresee as the leader of the local GOP? What's the game plan?
It's pretty simple. It's the same game plan that political parties have had for a very long time. You find good candidates, you educate the voters about those candidates, come election time you get out the vote, and ultimately find the money to make those three things happen. It's not any more complicated than that.
Is there a lot of reorganization that you are looking at, or do you feel like the organization perhaps has good bones, as they say?
Well, you know, whenever you've got a new leadership team coming in, and there are a lot of new faces on the executive committee for the Republican Party here in Pima County, you always want to go through the system top to bottom, make sure that everything that's working effectively is working as effectively as possible. If there's some tweaks that need to take place to make them run a little bit faster, a little bit more efficiently, give them a little turbo boost, if you will, you do those things. You know, if there's some things that are not working well, you try and diagnose what the problem is, figure out what it's going to take to make those things start working effectively, find the resources and the tools and the people necessary to help those things start working effectively, and then go make it happen. You know, I've been a small businessman for close to 30 years, and, you know, the Republican Party is oriented along those lines, and I think it's just a matter of taking those principles that most every small businessman has to deal with on a daily basis and applying them to the party as a whole. You know, whether you're a large donor or a small donor or somewhere in between, there are things that draw you to being a Republican in the first place. We're going to concentrate our efforts on those common themes, those common ideas, those common grounds, and work toward making those things possible for everybody associated with the Republican Party in Pima County.
Is there a split, Bill? And if so, what kind of a split is there between the so-called Tea Party wing of the party and the moderates?
I would suggest that that any political party that's actually debating within itself is a healthy party. Parties that are of one mind and one voice for all things they say and do probably isn't the most healthy organization to begin with. I've been a Republican all my life. My first vote was for Ronald Reagan back in 1980. One of the best experiences of my life. But the bottom line is, I'm a Republican for very specific reasons. The folks that are part of the Tea Party that are, say, old guard, old mainline Republicans, or some of the new folks, more liberty-minded, more fiscal conservatives, whatever it happens to be, all of us share the same basic ideas about getting the government a little bit smaller, making it work a little more effectively, and allowing people to go about their lives as best as they see fit, not what someone sitting in an office somewhere telling you what to do with your life. That's ultimately what Republicans are about. And if we can keep our focus on those things that we share in common, I think regardless of what part of the party you want to consider yourself, we're going to make some serious gain some serious ground here locally.
Why have people been leaving not only the Republican Party but the Democratic Party, and we're seeing the movement in the independents?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with people in general being dissatisfied with the folks in charge. And you see that on both sides, whether it's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. By and large, whenever you are in office, whether it's your first day on the job or you've been in that position for some time, when you stop hearing what it is the citizens are telling you or saying to you, you're probably not going to be an effective office holder, regardless of whether it's an administrative or a legislative position. So the problem that we see writ large on our television screens every day or in the newspapers, some of those things will continue to happen as long as there's a sense among the public that the folks in charge aren't listening. And, you know, we saw it as a prime example in the 2014 election. Washington wasn't listening, and the citizens across the country rose up and said, you will listen to us and change things. We'll see how effective that is moving into the new year. Locally, you know, take a look at what's been happening here in the city of Tucson. We've had the same folks in charge for a very long time. Now, I don't know whether you want to consider yourself, you know, a staunch hardline conservative somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're more an independent minded person, or you're a Democrat. You know, you drive down any city street in Tucson, I'd say the folks in charge haven't been minding the store and keeping watch on what it is they're supposed to be doing.
Only people getting rich, Bill, are the people who do alignments.
The wheel alignments. Alignments and the consultants that facilitate the contracts
there you go.
With the city.
Yeah. So you do have you've got an election coming up. Who is up in the city election, and how will the Republicans focus on that?
You've got a mayor, and I believe it's Ward 1, 2, and 4. That's Rahina Romero, right. Paul Cunningham, and Shirley Scott, mm-hmm. Along with Mayor Rothschild. You know, the Republican Party does have certain beliefs when it comes to how it wants to see government operate, and it is my genuine hope that there will be people that come forward and are willing to put themselves out there before the public, talk about what it means to run things on a local level from a Republican's perspective, and, you know, challenge the folks in charge. You know, you haven't been doing such a good job. The citizens of Tucson deserve better. It is my genuine hope that the Republican Party can put forth a good slate of office seekers for all of those positions, and the party will see itself a year from now doing well and showing a new direction for the city of Tucson.
So you are recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
If
somebody's interested, call headquarters at 321-1492. That's 321-1492.
Okay, Bill Beard, we wish you all the best as chair of the Republican Party of Pima County. And again, the website is a good place for more information.
PimaGOP.org.
Okay. And we will be talking to you as we get into 2015. Bill, I want to wish you the very best and Happy New Year to you.
And to you, Bill.
Thanks very much. Bill Beard, who is the new chair of the Republican Party here in Pima County. We're pushing now toward 1244. On this, the last Tuesday of 2014, New Year's Eve, hard to believe, it's tomorrow night, and we're going to find out about all the activities that are going to be going on this New Year's Eve, and we'll talk about that with Dan Gibson. That's next on the Buckmaster Show.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery, featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
The Green Valley News and Sorita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sorita Sun, it's all right here.
Twelve forty-eight now on the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater and the exciting 2015 Fox season of live performances, lectures, events, and classic films. The Fox is pleased to present Mark Russell, Friday, January 9th, host of the long-running Mark Russell comedy specials and syndicated columnist Russell Gabb's current events out of the day's headlines and presents them to the audience in a very hilarious form of musical stand-up comedy. It's good to have Mark coming back to Tucson. Then on Saturday, January 10th, Jeff Bridges and The Abiders return to the Fox stage. Oscar-winning actor, singer, and songwriter Jeff Bridges will be performing with The Abiders as his backup group, songs from the film Crazy Heart, as well as the albums Jeff Bridges, Be Here Soon, and he has a new release called Live. For more information and to purchase tickets to see Mark Russell January 9th and then Jeff Bridges and his band The Abiders on January 10th, visit FoxTucson.com. Let's welcome now Dan Gibson, former editor of the Tucson Weekly, and now he has started a new position, really kind of a newly created position with Visit Tucson. Dan, good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Maybe you can summarize for our listeners what exactly your new role will be. We were talking a little bit before we went on. To me, it seems like kind of an ambassador of what we're all about here in Tucson.
It's definitely a little bit of that. It's partially telling the story of Visit Tucson and what we're doing as best as we can, but also getting out there into other cities and other markets and just telling people about Tucson, what we have to offer, creating new ideas here, new events. It's sort of this, it's like a creative position in a lot of ways. So I'm really excited about it. It's been great so far.
I'm delighted to have you as one of our contributors on our Fox Arts Report because arts are really a big part of the Tucson tourism scene that perhaps haven't been sold as well as they could be.
That's absolutely true. Tucson is perceived as an artsy city, but not always as an arts destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, between these wonderful venues and these great museums, we have, you know, 5-6 world-class museums, including, you know, Center for Creative Photography, which is absolutely the best at what it does in the world, and Tucson Museum of Art, which has, you know, consistent great programming, you know, all across the board, is that it is a really great place to visit if you love art. And I think anybody who comes here should get a little taste of that as well.
And the folks at Tucson Museum of Art will be on the show in a couple of weeks. They're very excited. They've had a great year. And I think one of the things that has helped propel that, Dan, is the current show that is going on down there with some really world-class impressionist art and pieces that you would not normally see in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah, they've got it's about form and figure, about, you know, the human body and these different poses, and it's going from, you know, Rodin to Manet to all over the place. It's, you know, the big sort of bold-faced names that you think of art. Mm-hmm. Now they're there at, you know, at Tucson Museum of Art right now. So it's a really great show. It's absolutely something you got to catch.
Tomorrow night, New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And lots going on. Let's begin with some of the activities.
Okay. So we got lots of options. I mean, there's an infinite amount of stuff to do. But let's start with Hotel Congress, heart of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
3 stages of music, a 15-foot taco dropping at midnight, only in Tucson. Sergio Mendoza, Eli Orquesta, which is one of Tucson's best bands. The Zsa Zsas they build themselves as Vegas-style entertainment and all-you-can-eat falafel. That's $15, $125 if you want to get real fancy with the VIP. That starts at 7 p.m. It's a huge event. Right in the middle of downtown. What could you not like about that? But if you're right or you want to go downtown, another option, right across the street, the Rialto Theater has Tropicalia, their glow-in-the-dark festival. It's going to be bright music from Chicha Dust, DJ Dirty Verbs, who's going to be playing sort of Latin dance-style stuff. They also include, for the $10 admission, you can go to our bar across the Herbert Alley, where Hal Gelb from Giant Sand, Tucson music legend, will be performing 2 sets. So there's a bargain as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more about that at rialtotheater.com. Loft Cinema. Maybe you don't enjoy music. You know, maybe you're not one of those people. They've got the Princess Bride showing at 11 p.m. There's going to be snacks that are Princess Bride themes. They're going to have contests. There's going to be a quote thing. That's only $10, and you get to sit in a chair, which is nice if that's more your thing. That's not all, Bill.
There's more.
There's absolutely more. Rick Braun and friends. Let's say you're a little, you like the jazz music. It's kicking off the Tucson Jazz Festival, which is going to be here soon.
Couple of weeks.
It's a big deal. This is the sort of kickoff party, the JW Marriott Star Pass Resort and Spa. Rick Braun, noted trumpeter. He's going to be performing with Richard Elliott, plays saxophone, Peter White on guitar. I don't know if you remember the Oakland group Tower of Power.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Larry Braggs, their lead singer, will be performing.
Wow.
It's night in New Orleans. There's going to be tarot card readings. There's going to be gypsies and juggling and all that stuff. That's a little pricier. Starts at $199, goes up to $269. But it should be a real fancy night out. I think sort of indicating that also people are willing to start spending money again. I think it says something about Tucson that we have the resorts had sort of gone dark. Mm-hmm. In the past couple of years, not having these big events.
Yeah, because I remember a few years ago, you could the resorts would do a thing where you would go for maybe a big live orchestra, and then they would have a package deal where you would spend the night.
Yeah,
discounted rate.
And they all, most of them are doing that this year. Star Pass is the bigger one, but Westward Look has a thing.
Kind of under the radar screen, though. You don't see a lot of advertising about it.
Not a lot. Yeah. But if you're looking to, you know, class it up a little bit, I think it's a little bit of a rebound of that business in general. Tucson's sort of the resorts are doing a little more stuff, bigger things. It kind of says that money's coming back into town.
Hey, and congratulations to our friends at the Loft for putting the screening of that very controversial movie, The Interview. I mean, I haven't seen The Interview. Some folks say, you know, they didn't understand what all the hype was about. Yeah. It wasn't really that great a movie, but Peggy and the gang over there at the Loft definitely deserve a big shout out for putting that on.
A lot of sold out shows there this weekend. I mean, they did really well with it, which I think, you know, it's one of those unique circumstances of the controversy and all that stuff happening. But it also says that, you know, the Loft are this resource in town. They're doing things better than really, you know, they're among the best theaters for that style of programming anywhere in the country. They've got a Blade Runner tonight.
Really?
Blade Runner, 35 millimeter print.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you can catch that at 7 p.m. Highly recommend it. If you haven't seen Blade Runner, if you haven't seen it in a while, it's a beautiful, like, new print of it. So you get to see it in all its glory.
Well, we're coming in, of course, to the prime time of tourism and Visit Tucson. This is probably your busiest time of the year. I'm sure it is your busiest time of the year. And the Gem Show continues to grow. I don't know how many venues they've got. There was some kind of an insert that was in the paper the other day about all the different Gem Shows that are going to be starting up.
And I think there's 35 this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a little down from the sort of the big days of the Gem Show, but it is rebounding. There's actually Star Pass is hosting a show for the second year, which is run by one of the biggest event management companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
One of the 22nd Street, the show that's building a permanent spot at 22nd Street and I-10, which is locally owned. The fascinating thing about the Gem Show to me is that it's these giant companies all the way down to like Tucsonans, brothers and sisters who run shows. The African Arts exhibit is run by a woman from the state of Arizona who, I mean, she lives in Phoenix, but she comes down to do this show, takes 2 months off from her job.
It's amazing. If people have not been there, that's always been one of my favorites, to go to the kind of the recreation of an African village.
Yeah.
And they really have, if you're into African art, I have been in the past and still love it. They've got some great stuff for sale.
Oh, it's incredible.
You don't need to go to Africa. They've got stuff for sale that I have not seen other places in this country.
For sure. And they've got the TCC is looking a lot better, so that'll be a big improvement. You know, I always heard that sort of uncertainty about, you know, is this the last Gem show? It is under control. Like, I mean, the city and all these other entities have come together, including Visit Tucson, to sort of make sure that this show is going, these shows are going to stay here. But it's a lot of Tucson money here. It's a lot of Tucsonans that are running these shows. And it's not just some sort of influx of stuff into Tucson. It's a lot of our own people generating revenue, tax revenue, hotel nights. I mean, it's a big deal, and it's certainly something that's just fun for Tucsonans, too.
Okay, nice. Dan Gibson, we will look forward to speaking with you in the new year about arts and tourism with Visit Tucson and the new branding going well. Visit Tucson, an improvement certainly for those of us who have to announce Tucson Metropolitan Tucson Convention Visitor Send Bureau or whatever.
Yeah, it's simpler, it's better. You just get that message. of yeah. the, you know, beauty of Tucson.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Anytime.
And Happy New Year to you.
You too.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting syndicated columnist, political stand-up humorist Mark Russell. He's coming Friday, January the 9th. The next day, Saturday, January 10th, enjoy the soulful music of Jeff Bridges and the Abiders as they perform some of Jeff's favorite album tracks and dear to his heart cover songs, plus selection from the movie Crazy Heart. Then on January 14th, don't miss the opportunity to see the new Christy Minstrels, Grammy Award-winning and multi-gold disc performers. They'll be doing all their big hits that they had, including Today and Green Green. And they're still led, believe it or not, by singer-songwriter Randy Sparks, still with the new Christy Minstrels. The tour will do a lot of the old favorites and some delightful new pieces. To purchase tickets to see Mark Russell on Friday, January 9th, Jeff Bridges and the Abiders on Saturday, January 10th, and the new Christy Minstrels, January 14th, visit foxtucson.com. A big shout out to our favorite mechanic in town, Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. Check out Mike's operation over there, just a block south of Speedway on North Beverly. A big shout out really to all of our sponsors. Culligan, thank you for all the bottled water, and we want to thank everybody who's supported the Buckmaster Show for the past 4 years. On behalf of Ed Alexander, I am Bill Buckmaster. We wish you a very happy new year. See you in the new year.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.